This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Scott and Lisa Helker of Golden have been married for 20 years, and they agree on a lot. Child-rearing, cuisine, managing their money, but not on politics. Scott's always been a registered Republican, Lisa a Democrat. And they say life at home heats up before an election, especially in a presidential year. They join us now as part of Colorado Votes, CPR's election coverage. Scott, Lisa, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to be here.
Give us an example of an issue you spar over.
Gay marriage. But for a different reason. I have issues where there's a constitutional amendment that says no gay marriage.
This is a state constitutional amendment that voters passed. It was on the ballot.
And then suddenly we're trying to work around that by saying, no, they're not really married. It's going to be civil unions. To me, just change the state constitution. Go back and re-amend it.
The legislature in this state has tried to pass civil unions legislation.
And yes.
I guess you're saying that you think the will of the people has been determined.
Yeah. And it's okay if you want to do it, but the proper procedure from my perspective is offer a new amendment, let the people vote on it. And right now in this state, I would suspect that they would probably vote for it.
Lisa, what do you say? What do you say when you hear that from your husband?
To me, it's a civil rights issue. I keep going back to things like, you know, when we looked at equal rights for African Americans. Did we really want to keep putting desegregation on the ballot in, say, Mississippi? Well, I mean, they were never, ever, ever going to vote for desegregation in Mississippi. It affects the lives of the minority involved. And if you wait for a majority of the voting public to get on board, I think you're going to wait a really, really, really long time.
Do you guys disagree on fiscal issues?
Yes.
Yes.
Talk to me about that.
My basic, being more of the libertarian, the less government interference in our life, the better. And that includes just taxes. Because at some point in time, it's just too much. You'd start sucking too much out of the economy and putting it in the government's pockets. If it's something that people can handle by themselves, let them do it.
I think that as a country, as a nation, we have moral obligations to people who are disadvantaged, whether they're disadvantaged due to history or bias or something else. We have an obligation. We have an obligation to our elderly. We have an obligation to people who, through no fault of their own, are ill or need more medical attention than, say, the average person. I'm thoroughly frustrated at the idea that the upper 1% get away with paying such a small percentage of their income and they don't share the burden. I see things like Medicare and Social Security and veterans benefits that have been out there for decades and decades and generations. And yet we hear people who think that, oh, that's just, you know, if we add anything else on top of that, well, that's socialism. And it's the same people who are arguing, who are collecting Social Security. And, you know, the line stops after me. That just really, really frustrates me.
There's a difference between helping and enabling. And sometimes I think a lot of our programs are created to enable. My other problem is, take, for example, Social Security. Because of the Social Security system, there's a whole bunch of people who feel like they have to vote for people who will keep that in place. But if you look at the numbers and take for comparison, the same amount of money that we take out for Social Security, if you put it in, say, like what the Dutch do, and you put it into a nonprofit pension plan, most people could probably retire on 80 to 90% of what their top 10 earning years were versus, I don't know anybody in Social Security that's getting 80 to 90% of what their top 10 earning years were. And if you take it away from the government and say, okay, we're going to try to not privatize it but make it a nonprofit, as the Dutch have done, suddenly everybody can retire, which is like a really cool thing. And you also not obligated to vote for somebody to try to keep a system that's really not all that good in place for you.
So we've gotten a sense now for some of the issues you differ on. And I want to go back in time a little bit to when you guys met. I feel like I know several people who've made a declaration of, I just couldn't possibly date someone of the other party. You know,
I have a lot of friends like that.
Did you know this about each other, that you would have political differences in the beginning?
It's 22 years ago. Let me think.
She was very clear about where she was at. Lisa's never been one to hide. She wasn't going to clean it up just because she wanted to go out with me. So I was very clear from the beginning where she is.
But it was not a deal breaker.
No, because honestly, is that really how you judge people? I mean, I'm more judging people on, are they honest? Do they care? Do they take care of other people? You know, any one political argument probably is only going to last a little while.
And when I met Scott and found him to be a good friend, we started off as friends. I think to a large extent, I think I avoided bringing certain subjects up. Back then, for me, the deal breaker was choice, abortion rights. And I don't think we ever had that conversation until maybe 10 years ago. I was so afraid that we would be on opposite sides of the fence on abortion rights. I wanted to avoid that fight because for me, that was always a deal breaker.
Well, what happened 10 years ago that brought this up?
Well, after being together for 12 years, it's like, okay, we're not going to get a divorce over whether or not we disagree on that.
Did you find you disagreed?
No.
And so you actually avoided an issue for years that would have been okay if you'd have broached it.
Probably so.
Are there any other issues like that now?
Probably. We just haven't found it.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. And we've been asking Coloradans if they live in a home that is politically divided, if they have different views. Among the folks who answered our call, Lisa and Scott Helker of Golden. They've been married for 2 decades and don't see eye to eye. This is part of our series, Colorado Votes. Do you both know who you're voting for in November?
Oh, I'm voting for President Obama.
And where are you, Scott, on this?
I'm still waffling because my guy's out of the, didn't win. You know, I would rather vote for Ron Paul, but.
He speaks to your more libertarian side.
Yes. When I look at the entrenched Republican Party right now, I see a party that's basically, in my opinion, going to redo what George Bush did for 8 years. And that didn't work out well for us.
But you're not thrilled with Mr. Obama either?
No. As I say, he's not Ron Paul. I mean, you know, I'm more of the libertarian bent. I feel like I have to make that bad choice of who's the lesser of the two evils. And I don't like making that choice. So I will probably put it off for as long as possible.
Is there any chance you won't vote?
No, I always vote.
Always vote.
Yeah, I believe it's a civic duty, right, wrong, or indifferent.
Who did you vote for in the last election?
In the last one, I think I voted for John McCain. In fact, I did vote for John McCain.
Did you know that?
No. I've always followed what my parents did. My parents never talked about who they voted for, ever.
Talk to me about friends. I think that a lot of people tend to surround themselves with friends who have similar viewpoints. And that could be politically or it could just be in any number of ways. Do you have friends in common? Does this ever get in the way of a kind of cohesive social life?
We don't have much of a social life.
Again, it's how you want to judge people. Most political stuff, it's transient.
I definitely agree with Scott because I don't think I know where a lot of your friends are on the political spectrum. Lori knows where my lesbian friend Lori knows where Scott is on the gay marriage, and she's not happy with that concept. But she likes Scott as a person. So, you know, for all his other good qualities. So I don't think it really has a lot of effect there. I think most of our friends judge us not on our issues or our political views, but, you know, on who we are and what we do.
Do you agree now more or less than when you were married?
20 years ago in October.
Probably less.
Yeah.
But the whole country has become more polarized since then. So the issues are much more, you know, black and white.
And so what? Your marriage reflects the country?
You live in a certain time, so you reflect whatever culture you're living in.
Well, and when we have media, you know, television bombarding us all the time, and the commercials, oh God, the commercials, especially the political commercials, it's hard for it not to affect us. And plus, I think 20 years ago, that was Bill, that was President Clinton. And, you know, you still like President Clinton.
Didn't vote for him.
But
I laughingly said he was the last great Republican president. He balanced the budget.
Well, this makes me wonder if you guys consume different media, too.
Happily, we have two TVs.
Are the two TVs often turned to different networks?
Yes. We listen to different people, and it raises her blood pressure. So why raise her blood pressure?
Although,
but I try to listen to a little bit of everybody.
Yeah.
Because if I don't, I find myself getting this very narrow mindset, which I don't think is good for anybody.
We do agree on Jon Stewart.
The Daily Show.
Yeah, we
He's
do agree.
Funny, so.
Yeah.
I liked what you said. Why raise her blood pressure? those may be words to build a marriage on. Thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
This has been great. Thank you.
Scott and Lisa Helker live in Golden. We found them through our Public Insight Network, and we're looking for other households with political divisions. Do what the Helkers did and join the network, which connects your experiences to the news. It's at cpr.org.